Saturday, December 25th, 2021. Going heavy with the fanciest of the squats, the overhead squat. We get a great rep range today that we haven't done in quite some time. We've overhead squatted a bunch in various rep ranges, but not this exact same one. 7-7, 5-5, 3-3, 1. So a little bit of a touch of everything. Last time we did this exact rep range was December 11th, 2018. So go into your BTWB app and see how it went on that day. You can also refer to a more recent date, which is June 16th, 2021. We had an overhead squat heavy day, and that data might help you make some good choices today for the rep ranges. Be sure you watch the video attached to today entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. It includes warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, all that good stuff. It's Linchpin Conversations number 113, and there's a video accompanying that. But for all those reps today, the 7s, the 5s, the 3s, and the 1s, you're going to squat as heavy as you safely can for each one of those rep ranges. So ideally, as the reps decrease in number from 7s to 5s to 3s to 1s, your weight will increase. We've got a video showing the overhead squat. Super Fitness Robot loading for this would be holding 75% or more of your one rep max across all sets to include 7s. More likely is 55% or more across all sets. The wild card option would be doing the snatch balance for the same rep scheme. Pair of 7s, pair of 5s, pair of 3s, and a pair of 1s. Still going to work a great overhead squat day. It's a little bit more technically demanding than the overhead squat, but might be some great variance for those that are ready for it. Scaled option, same rep range, but we're going to do the front squat instead of the overhead squat. Of course, we have a video of that. And scaling a heavy day is just as easy as just lower the loading. Just keep lowering the loading. Everybody should be working on technique. But if you're doing it scaled because you're a beginner, new, you lower that thing all the way down to an empty barbell or a broom handle, and almost anybody in the world can play today with a heavy day. Limited equipment option, never shortchanged on a heavy day. 5 to 7 rounds, not for time. So again, you've got some choice there, depending upon what's appropriate for you. 5 to 7 rounds of dumbbell, left arm, front rack, right arm extended overhead. You do that for 5 meters. And then you switch. Dumbbell, right arm, front racked, left arm extended overhead. We're talking about lunging here. So 5 meters with one dumbbell front racked, one arm overhead, 5 meters with the other arm overhead, the other arm front racked. And there's a video showing the linchpin dumbbell front rack overhead lunge in case that movement is unfamiliar with you. Doesn't need to be unbroken. Take your time. It's not for time. And again, 5 to 7 rounds based upon where you are in your fitness journey, what's appropriate for you. It's not for time, but people love to give goal time, so Super Fitness Robot would be doing each round unbroken with 2 minutes rest or less between rounds. More likely is just completing the workout, resting as much as you need, breaking it up as much as you need. No equipment workout for the day. 4 rounds for quality, aka not for time. Handstand hold, 30 to 45 seconds, 40 jumping air squats. And if the handstand hold isn't where you are, you could just hold extended top of a push-up position, kind of a plank position there. That will help you as well. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Pistols, aka one-legged squats, 20 to 40 on the right leg, 20 to 40 on the left leg. We've got a video showing that. Certainly does not need to be unbroken. And then there's 3 different choices. Just pick one of them. Either strict shoulder press, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps, got a video there, or SOTS press really helps that overhead position in the overhead squat, receiving position in the snatch. It's a tough lift, even with an empty bar. Video showing that, you would do 4 sets of 5 to 8 reps, or again, you're gonna pick one of these, not do all 3, or linchpin complex number 8, which is for load. It is intended to be unbroken. If that's unsafe, then don't do that. Always do it safe. But it's intended to be unbroken. You choose the loading. So ideally, you would choose a loading that allows you to safely do it unbroken. Linchpin complex number 8 is, for load, one power snatch, one hang power snatch, one full snatch. That'd be one complete complex. We think most people will probably do 3 to 5 complexes, resting a couple minutes between each. Then cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the hamstring stretch, 1 to 2 minutes per side, as well as the bar hang for the lats and chest, holding that 1 to 2 minutes. And just like that, we're almost through with December. Thanks to everybody for allowing us to be part of your long-term health and fitness journey. We take it very seriously. We appreciate it. And don't forget, every Friday I do a video in the Linchpin Private Track Facebook group that talks about the upcoming week's workouts, how I plan on modulating intensity, because every day you're not supposed to go 100%. That's not sustainable. And we want people working out not for months, but for years and decades. So that's it. Enjoy your rest day, and I will see you back here on Monday.